The Voices of Search podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com. Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Ready to expedite your company's organic growth efforts? Sit back, relax, and get ready for your daily dose of search engine optimization wisdom. Here's today's host of the Voices of Search podcast, Jordan Cooney.
Hello, SEOs. My name is Jordan Cooney from Previsible. And this week, we're going to discuss optimizing for e-commerce SEO and using AI and intent in that journey. Joining me is Cameron Gordon, who is the SEO manager at Rack Room Shoes, which has proudly paired consumers with their favorite shoes for over 100 years. Today, Cameron and I are going to discuss SEO best practices and AI for e-commerce.
This podcast is also sponsored by Ahrefs. What if I told you that you could monitor your website's SEO health, backlinks, and organic rankings at no costs? Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's not. Because my friends at Ahrefs just launched Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. Ahrefs' new Webmaster Tools product quickly helps you improve your site's visibility by pointing solutions to over 100 technical issues that might be holding your search performance down. Plus, AWT monitors for backlinks so you'll know the most linked to pages and how those links are affecting your rankings. And AWT shares what keywords your website ranks for and compares how you stack up against competitors for key metrics like search volume, keyword difficulty, and traffic value. Look, monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools. And now, thanks to Ahrefs, that's not the case anymore, because AWT will help you monitor your SEO health, backlinks, and keywords for free. And no, it's not one of those 14-day free trial offers. It's a powerful site audit tool that will keep working for you for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's ahrefs.com/AWT.
Okay. Here's my conversation with Cameron Gordon, the SEO manager at Rack Room Shoes. Cameron, welcome to the Voice of Search podcast.
Hey, Jordan. Nice to be here.
Awesome. I'm pumped. First of all, you told me in the intro that you're a listener, so it's always great to have listeners as guests. So thank you for listening and thank you for coming on as a guest. Equally excited about the topics that we're covering today. But before we get into that, Cameron, give us a little bit of background on your kind of career in SEO and how you got to Rack Room. It's always fun to hear about SEOs who moved through other digital marketing channels and then kind of landed in SEO. So if you could share with our listeners a little bit about that, and then we can get into the never-ending or dying topic of AI in SEO.
Yeah, not a problem. So yeah, I've been in marketing for the better part of a decade. The vast majority of that, proud to say, has been in digital marketing. I started off as a lowly channel marketing specialist with a large manufacturer that sold vacuums for the most part. And as I went through my career, you know, I tried things as far as, you know, managing content, running paid search campaigns, shopping campaigns, a little bit of social and email was mixed in. But my true passion has always been e-commerce and search. And so after I spent a few years with a marketing agency, I realized that, you know, SEO is where I really want to be. It's an area where it's not always, you know, apples are apples. Mm-hmm. It's more like apples are crazy cats. So it's a nice challenge. And it's something where I tend to learn something new, if not daily, at least weekly. And it's nice to try and take advantage of that.
100%. And I always think that one of the things that makes SEO so unique is that so many of us who've gotten into this specialization have done so from various different experiences. And that collectively is what makes us a pretty unique vertical within the digital channel. So thank you for sharing that. And, you know, before we cover off on some of the details here, some of our listeners might not be familiar with Rack Room. So let's share a little bit of context as to who Rack Room is, the e-commerce nature of their business, and then we'll get into some of the SEO and AI stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So I mean, I think you did a pretty good explanation of Rackham Shoes in the intro. Thank you for that. But yeah, the company has been around for 100 years, providing footwear to men, women, children, all sorts of families. Got shoes, running shoes, boots, sandals, tons of stuff that anyone could ever need or want. We have about 514 stores nationwide. So if you need to go and, you know, buy online, pick up in store, you can do that. I might prefer that you buy from our website, but that's just my own personal bias. but yeah, we try to actually implement a more seamless experience between buying online and buying in store. You know, it's always a work in progress, but we want to be able to provide that option. And, you know, people say, you know, especially after the pandemic, that, you know, e-commerce is going to be taking over everything. And I tend to disagree with that. There's always going to be a need for brick and mortar. People, especially when it comes to apparel, people want to be able to try things on, especially shoes. It makes the return process much easier as well. So I think Rackham Shoes has done a pretty good job of making that option a little bit easier for everybody.
Yeah. And when it comes to leveraging SEO, how do you all think about SEO and the utility of this channel, considering that unique nature of physical storefront, 500 locations plus, and the e-commerce nature of Rackroom?
Good question. So it's been kind of difficult sometimes because you have a very easy established way of looking at paid media and paid search of saying, all right, if we invest X amount of dollars, we pretty much know what we're going to get on the back end. SEO has always been kind of an unknown to an extent, and it's part of my job to help others and people in general realize, you know, this is what SEO and organic search can actually do for your business, especially also from a local perspective. So many people, and I'm thinking about small businesses in particular, they kind of forget about this thing called Google Business Profile and local listings. So how many people actually are searching for a business within either Apple Maps or Google Maps is quite a large number. And you really need to take advantage of that fact. So establishing your store within Apple Maps and Google Maps is one of the best ways to get at least started from a local listings perspective. You got to have good photography. You got to have some keywords locked in. You got to have a good description. One thing a lot of people forget about is reviews as well and review monitoring. So Google doesn't outright state that, hey, we're going to, you know, rank your website or your local listing better because of a certain instance. They're pretty, you know, closed-lipped on most things.
Sure.
But I will say it's been pretty obvious that when you are responding to reviews and your review rating is higher, you do have a better chance of ranking above those if you are within a local area.
Absolutely. I mean, I think this is one of the interesting intersections of how SEO is changing, right? The ability to better understand and leverage your offline practices to bolster up your SEO presence is, I think, for a long time, what Google wanted us to do in terms of like creating strong experiences and good experiences on our websites. But those can only be more solidified by the nature of our offline practices or how we engage within our offline presence, right? So I'm sure you have some stores that have better ratings and reviews than others. We won't talk about those here. But, you know, the reality is that that plays a factor in your overall offline footprint, but that is acquired through online presence, right? So
yeah, completely.
Critical component there.
Yeah, exactly. And it's one thing that as a user as well, you know, if I'm looking for shoe stores near me and I see, you know, there's one store that is half a mile away from me and then another store is about, I don't know, 3/4 mile away from me, but the first store has, you know, 3.5-star reviews. The other store that's a little bit further away has, you know, 4.8-star reviews. As a user, I've kind of been so ingrained now based on product reviews and just reviews in general that I think I'm going to go to the one that has better reviews.
Right.
So it's pretty important when you really think about it from a user perspective. And that's what I think people get so focused on technology and all these new innovations. It's okay, but what about the user? You have to think in their mindset and not just from a search perspective.
Time for a 1-minute break to hear from our sponsor, Previsible. So you're looking for SEO help, and you got a couple of options. You could start replying to spam from agencies that claim they can get you to rank number one on Google. You can pay an hourly rate for a consultant who will inevitably nickel and dime you with hourly charges. Or you can work with a cookie cutter agency to quickly launch a strategy-less project with low success rate. None of those sound very good, now do they? Well, that's where Previsible's integrated consulting model comes in. Previsible draws from a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to unlock your organic growth opportunities. They build custom solutions that combine strategy, technical expertise, content, and reporting to effectively operationalize SEO for your business. Previsible's four-stage approach ensures that your SEO programs thrive by starting off with a strategy-first approach. Then they support you in your efforts to create quality content, help you identify technical issues, and most importantly, they'll work with your cross-functional teams to integrate your SEO strategies to make sure that your SEO budget actually drives results, not just your agency's bottom line. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, Square, all who rely on the SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's Previsible, previsible.io.
100%. So let's circle back on AI and your connection here between AI and SEO and e-commerce. It's kind of a three-headed monster, right? In terms of like where you put your energy in these efforts, right? There's the core SEO efforts. There are AI functionality and features. There are e-commerce needs to a business. So as we're looking at that landscape of your work, how does AI and the introduction of AI in the last 2 years influence what you've been doing at Rack Room, or just in general, what you've been thinking about and doing around e-commerce?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind when I think of AI within any sort of business perspective is efficiency. A lot of times there are things where it's pretty monotonous, things that are usually just routine and you got to go through, you know, if it's data management, data organization, that sort of thing. AI can help with that. When it comes to AI and e-commerce, a lot of the stuff that I like to think about from an SEO perspective is product descriptions can be an easy way that you can just, hey, you know, I have a product X, ChatGPT, write me up a little short blurb about this that's, you know, 100, 250 words using these keywords. And I may use that, but I'm not going to go and say, I'm just going to copy and paste that into my CMS. I'm going to use that as kind of maybe a starting block. I might paraphrase things here and there, but I don't want to use that word for word because, one, you don't know where it's, you know, AI is pulling all this information from. I think it was on a previous talk that I think it was Julia McCoy, I think was her name. And she talked about using Copyscape to check things to make sure that you're not, you know, going up against copyright or anything like that as well. So
sure,
you really got to be careful when you're doing some of this stuff, because as much as you want to say, oh, you know, I can make this much easier and I can just, you know, skip a few steps there, it's a dangerous slippery slope. And there's also the point of Google potentially penalizing you. I mean, they say they can possibly detect, you know, whether AI is actually used to generate content. I'm not completely convinced. We'll see. I've been wrong before. But yeah, it's interesting. There are a lot of different things that we can do with AI. We just have to be careful with it and not become so reliant upon it that we lose sight of the actual goal.
100%. You know, one of the things that AI is used for is definitely the implementation of content, on-page elements, ways to inform and provide a richer experience. Are you seeing ways to utilize AI outside of that when it comes to e-commerce?
Definitely. So one thing that I think a lot of people don't think of when they think of AI is internal search on a website. I kind of think of internal search on a website as kind of search engine's little baby brother. It's kind of the same concepts. You're taking, you know, what is most relevant to the user's query. So if someone's typing in like Nike Air Jordans on your website, you know, you want to have the most relevant product pop up first and foremost. Now, it used to be that some internal search engines may not be as smart. They would take, you know, oh, I see you typed in Nike, so I'm going to give you all the Nike products. And they're not taking into consideration the entire breadth of the actual search itself. So internal AI has gotten a lot better. You can add a lot more customized rules to these sort of things.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also include your own data organization to these specific product features as well. So if there's particular product features such as leather versus faux leather, particular color or a particular style of shoe that you want to add in there, you can use your own internal AI rules to kind of categorize each particular style into a grouping that you prefer and that you prioritize and push to the top of your own search results.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that that is one of the most amazing channels where AI can help us because it creates points of scale, right? No one can do this one at a time, especially with a big e-commerce website or an ecosystem of content. You can't go one page at a time. You have to have some ways of defining this and building this at scale. As we continue to explore this concept of AI, e-commerce, and SEO, Cameron, give me some of the top best practices or considerations that our listeners should take when leveraging AI within the channel.
Yeah. The first thing that I would do is practice your prompts. Figure out what types of prompts are actually going to get you the results that you want, and then kind of filter down from there. Like, don't take the first suggestion that ChatGPT or whatever AI system you prefer. Kind of narrow it down, figure it out, determine which works best for you, and kind of get into a regular cadence or a rhythm that feels best for you and best on what you're trying to accomplish. So you may have a different cadence or different prompts for, you know, product pages or versus long form content. The next thing is, as I mentioned it a little bit earlier before, but paraphrase. Don't take it word for word. Don't take it also as any type of, you know, this is the end all be all truth. You know, do your own research as well. And then third, have fun with it. I would say try to be a little bit more unique and creative. You'll get better at this with different types of prompts that you try out. But don't be afraid to kind of push the buttons a little bit, because you'd be surprised by actually what you find and what ChatGPT or other AI software actually pushes out.
Awesome. I think that's a great place for us to wrap up this episode of the Voices Search Podcast. Thank you to Cameron Gordon, SEO manager at Rack Room Shoes, for joining us. In part two of this interview, which we'll publish tomorrow, Cameron and I are going to discuss the blurring lines between search intent and optimization. If you can't wait until our next episode and would like to learn more about Cameron, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes, or you can visit his company's website, rackroomshoes.com.
Okay, thanks to Jordan Cooney, the founder of Previsible. If you'd like to get in touch with Jordan, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter. His handle is JT Cooney. That's JTKOENE. Or you can visit his company's website, which is previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Previsible for sponsoring this podcast. If you're looking for support with all of your SEO needs, Previsible's integrated consulting model is there for you. They draw on a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to help you unlock your organic search and growth opportunities. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, and Square, all who rely on SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Ahrefs for sponsoring this podcast. Monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools, but that's not the case anymore, thanks to Ahrefs, because they just launched their Ahrefs Webmaster Tools product, which monitors your SEO health, helps you keep track of your backlinks, and gives you the insight into what keywords are performing for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's Ahrefs, ahrefs.com/AWT. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to voicesofsearch.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is Voices of Search on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet, and you want a daily stream of SEO and content marketing insights in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day during the work week. So hit that subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, remember, the answers are always in the data.